What is it that you must achieve so that at the end of your life, looking back at it all, you'll consider your life to have been well spent and a life of no regrets? Have you ever even thought about it? Stop. Take a moment. Think about it. Now, what do you want? What will that require of you? Are you willing to go the distance? Are you willing to pay the price? Perhaps you are living your dream today, and maybe today you are not. Whether you are or whether you're not, recall an example of a man who carved out his moment and left his legacy behind. I would not characterize myself as a hockey fan, but I really love the story of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team coached by the late Herb Brooks. The story depicted in the movie Miracle is an inspiration. The journey that Herb Brooks took this team of young men on has been cited as the single greatest sports event of the 20th century. At a time when international competition in the sport of hockey was at an all-time high, the Soviets were the best team in the world, while the United States hockey team barely raised an eyebrow. The Soviets were physical specimens that had dominated the Winter Olympics for over two decades. They were dominant beyond the very definition of the word dominant, and so it was common knowledge that the Soviets were pretty much unbeatable. And yet, that is exactly what Herb Brooks set out to do. Beat the mighty Soviets at their own game. On that morning of his interview meeting with the United States Olympic Committee, Herb Brooks woke up and got out of bed just like everybody else. But unlike everybody else, Herb Brooks had been, no doubt, dealing with the question, what is it that I must achieve so that I can look back at this and have no regrets? He had to ask himself the question, what do I want? What will that require of me? Am I willing to go the distance? Am I willing to pay the price? Herb Brooks committed on that morning, in that interview, to having it all. He had the nerve to declare that he could take the gold back from the Soviets who had had it for so long. He had the audacity to want to beat the best, and he committed to it with all that he had. The United States Olympic Committee was not quite as optimistic at the prospect of David beating the proverbial Goliath and called Brooks' idea a pretty lofty goal. "That's why I want to do it," is what he told them in response. So, with no reason that it could be done, and with doubt and pessimism all around, Coach Brooks picked the 20 young men who were right for the job, and he set out to achieve the impossible dream. Herb Brooks was willing to see beyond what was predictable. How often are we so blindly bound by what we think could happen? What is predictable and what we think could happen is almost always based only on what we've accomplished in the past. Are you willing to limit what is possible for you because of what you did or didn't do, how you performed or didn't perform, how it turned out or didn't turn out in the past? Consider that it is there. It is there. Just beyond the apparent limits of your ability, your miracle waits for you. Athletics commands such intense attention, respect, and awe from us because we recognize with our instincts that it takes a hero to strive the way that athletes do. We realize that it takes incredible personal resolve to overcome human limitation so as to achieve new levels of what is possible. Athletes command our attention, our respect, and our awe because it is our own true selves that we recognize in what they achieve. Be prepared to grow through pain, gentlemen, was what Brooks said through the team's grueling practices. After months of preparation and sacrifice, with no reason to believe that he could indeed have it all, Herb Brooks remained steadfast, even when his wife, the night before the Soviet game, lovingly said to him, "There's no disgrace in losing on this team. The important thing is that you got this far." The important thing is those 20 boys knowing that 20 years from now they didn't leave anything on the table. They played their hearts out. That's the important thing, said Brooks. Imagine. Herb Brooks was willing to go the distance, and he was willing to pay the price. And you? In the locker room before the big game, a coach told his players, "Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that is what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9, but not this game. Not tonight. Tonight we skate with them. Tonight we stay with them, and we shut them down because we can. Tonight we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players, every one of you. You were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Forget that. This is your time. Now go out there and take it." And they did. Herb Brooks and his team went on to beat the Soviets that night in Lake Placid, New York on February 22, 1980 by a score of 4-3. It was never supposed to happen, and yet it did. One man, his plan, and a personal resolve that no matter what, he would never take his eye off the prize. What is it that you must achieve so that at the end of your life, looking back at it all, you will consider your life to have been well spent and a life of no regrets? Herb Brooks died 2 years ago, suddenly in a car accident. Too soon? Perhaps, but he left behind a legacy that is still being talked about today. He gave those 20 boys the gift of knowing that for that one night they gave it their all and their absolute best. He gave an entire nation a reason to celebrate. He raised the bar for what is possible by defying common sense and ignoring common knowledge, and in doing so, he left an example that will inspire generations to come. So, what do you want? Ask yourself the question and resolve to see it through. Today, awaken in yourself that anything is possible if you want it and if you believe. I love the story of Herb Brooks and that 1980 U.S. hockey team because of what it represents. One man who was willing to see beyond what he thought could be done. He achieved a goal, but he left behind a legacy and a chance, again, to live out the dream.